I'm reading some verses from Ephesians chapter 4 this morning. Some selected verses from Ephesians chapter 4. It's on page 1175. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling that you've received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. It was He, that's Jesus, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And so, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Paul here is talking about his vision for the church. I suppose he has to explain what church is all about. Here's something new that the world has never seen before, this thing called church. What is it? They'd had synagogue before, but this isn't synagogue. This is something different. There have been temples to Yahweh or to other gods, but this wasn't temple worship. This was something completely different. This was church. What is church? I've got 5 minutes this morning to give you a three-point sermon, so there you go. Point one, unity in diversity. Here Paul talks about the way in which we are all very different within the body of Christ, but each person has their part to play. So we have diversity. There's diversity here. Paul talks about some are called to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be teachers and pastors. Elsewhere, in 1 Corinthians, where he develops this idea of the body, he talks about, you know, we're not all noses. If the body was a nose, then it wouldn't get much work done. But neither is it all fingers and thumbs. Because if it was, then how would the body smell? Okay. We're all very different. And each person has a different place, and yet within that diversity, there needs to be unity. And as we come together in our meeting later on, there will be diversity. There will be diverse views and opinions held, and yet we hold together in unity. Because point two, the head of the body is Christ. I'm not very good at biology, but I do know where the brain is in the body. It's up here, isn't it? Okay, yeah. Excellent. In other words, Paul's saying that Christ is the one to give us the direction and the guidance. He's the brains behind the operation. In other words, we can have all sorts of good ideas, and individually we might have all sorts of wonderful schemes and plans, but it's useless unless we're getting our direction and our guidance from the top, from Christ Himself. Christ is the head of the body. So in all of our discussions, we need to constantly be checking back on whether we have heard this right. Have we heard this from Christ? Is this what Jesus wants? Not just what would Jesus do, but what does Jesus want to do here amongst us in Penrith? So unity in diversity with Christ as the head. Why? For what purpose? So that we can all feel very blessed up. So that we can feel, hey, this is a wonderful church here at PMC. What a wonderful church this is. What a wonderful building we've got. What wonderful fellowship we share together. What wonderful worship we have. What wonderful pastoral care we have. Is that it? So that we can all be blessed and go home feeling, yes, I'm a part of a really wonderful church. No. Archbishop Temple, something like 70 or 80 years ago, made the observation that the church is the only organisation that he knows that exists for those who are not yet members. What other organisation do you know that exists for the benefit of those people who don't actually belong to it? And we exist so that we can introduce other people to the blessing of God through Jesus Christ. And Paul constantly comes back here that the building up of the body is for works of service. As each part does its work, was the final line here. There is work to be done. So I've taken off my jacket and rolled up my sleeves. We are the hands. We are the body. We are the feet. We are the lips. And it's up to us to roll our sleeves up, to get our hands dirty, and to engage in mission. Mission and outreach. To serve the community around us. So here is the vision that Paul sets before us. Diversity, yes, but unity within that diversity as we look to Christ the head for our vision and our direction and our guidance as we move out into the community around us in mission and witness and service. Let's just pray for a moment. Lord, I pray for that unity today. That though we are many, we are one body because we all share together in the one bread. As we come to the communion table here now, as your family see us, all very different, different shapes and sizes, different views and opinions, and yet we have this one thing in common, that we can say that Jesus is our King, Jesus is our Lord. Bind us together with love, we pray. Bind us together in unity with Christ as our head. Equip us, enable us, and anoint us to go out from this place to serve our community, to show love in action, we pray. Bless us now as we gather around the table. Bless us so that we can be that blessing to our community and to the wider world, who so much needs to know your love for themselves. Bless us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.